I'm curious what you're observing in terms of the information access that's going on in the patients now compared to maybe 5 or 10 years ago when the internet wasn't as booming as it is. How has that affected the way oncology has been practiced in your setting?
Well, I think, again, breast cancer patients are a unique group in terms of this because there are so many resources for them. They have formed their own informal resources as well as everything on the internet that they have, all their chat rooms and breast support groups on the internet. You don't see that in other types of cancer. And so there's a lot more information passing from person to person. And some of it, I think, is like the child's game of telephone. It can get a little bit misinformation once it gets down the line. But I think today was a perfect example. They came out with, on the news today, about MRI screening, and that MRI is now the recommendation for high-risk women for screening, and our phones were ringing off the hook. And women who had breast cancer already, women with metastatic disease were calling, am I high risk? Do I need to have this done? And so, well, I believe in information, but I think it's not always reported in a way that gives true and valid information for patients. I think one of the best examples of that is when they report statistics, and they are reporting, you know, relative statistics versus absolute. And so patients will call up, and I just read about this, and it's a 75% chance that it's going to decrease my tumor when it's not. I think one of the other things that is really big is the whole idea of the genetic testing for patients. The whole idea of the BRCA1 and BRCA2 testing as just another piece of available information upon which people will be able to make decisions. And I think a lot of that is really done in the early stage for women, newly diagnosed patients, but patients who may already have been diagnosed with breast cancer or ovarian cancer, for their families.